Jake Gyllenhaal is Dalton, an ex-UFC fighter whose new gig at a Florida Keys roadhouse turns out to be more than it seems. In an adrenaline-fueled reimagining of the 80s cult classic, Roadhouse, streaming now on Prime Video. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. PlayStation has revealed the lineup of games that PlayStation Plus subscribers will be able to add to their libraries in April. And it's a neat little trio that's headlined by the excellent but sorely underplayed Immortals of Avium, along with the strategy spin-off Minecraft Legends and 2D action platformer Skull the Hero Slayer. These games will become available to PlayStation Plus Essential, Extra, and Deluxe subscribers on Tuesday, April 2nd, and will replace the current lineup of F1 23, Sifu, Hello Neighbor 2, and Destiny 2 Witch Queen. It Takes Two, Hazelight's excellent 2021 cooperative platforming adventure, has reached a massive sales milestone of 16 million copies sold in the 3 years since launched. The game, which earned the 6th spot in PressStart's 2021 Game of the Year rankings, had crossed the 10 million mark in February 2023. So, it seemingly managed to secure another 6 million sales in just the past year alone. It Takes Two is currently being adapted into a feature film by Amazon, but it's still unknown at this stage what the Hazelight team is working on next. No Man's Sky has had another massive update, bringing some hugely requested features to the long-running game in a new slate of content, titled Orbital. The Orbital update completely overhauls the game's space stations, making them procedurally generated and giving them expanded utility, while also allowing players to finally build and customize their own unique starships. The game has also had a number of tweaks and improvements to its visuals and UI, and gained new faction-based content for players to dig into. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out PressStart.com.au.